Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
We're going to do this week and then again next week poems that deal with community-acquired pneumonia. Really important topic. Lots of patients with the problem, lots of money spent on this. Community-acquired pneumonia, often abbreviated as CAP, defined as an acute infection of the lung in a patient who has acquired the infection in the community, as is distinguished from hospital-acquired or nosocomial pneumonia. It's common, it's potentially serious, particularly in older patients and those with comorbidities. Determining whether a patient with community-acquired pneumonia can be safely treated as an inpatient or an outpatient is the first step. The severity of illness is the most critical factor in making that determination, but there are other things that go into our decision-making process, such as their ability to take pills, their ability to adhere, substance abuse, their cognitive status, living circumstances, yada, yada, yada. There are some very good prediction rules that have been developed to assist in this decision of hospitalization. There's pneumonia severity index, abbreviated PSI, and the CURB 65. CURB 65 considers fewer variables and may be a little bit more practical for us in primary care. Once you admit the patient to the hospital, then that choice becomes, well, how are you going to treat them? Which antibiotics? There are lots of choices. The new kid on the block is a drug called omadacycline. It is and belongs to a new class of drugs called the aminomethylcyclines. With respect to patients treated in the outpatient setting, the most frequently detected pathogens are strep pneumonia, mycoplasma, and of course, respiratory viruses, including influenza and parainfluenza and respiratory syncytial virus, as well as more unusual pathogens like Legionella and Haemophilus. Those are much less common in adults. The article that you found comes from the New England Journal. It was published in 2019. It starts on page 517. It attempts to answer the question, how effective is omadacycline compared to moxifloxacin for the treatment of community-acquired pneumonia? Mark, is this a game changer?
No. But we should still talk about it because this is one of those non-inferiority trials, and I think done for the wrong reasons. You know, if I have a drug that's more expensive and no more convenient to take, and it's, I mean, 10 times more expensive. We're talking about Avalox, which is moxifloxacin, typically about $100 for a dose. Omadacycline, Nuzyra, the new kid on the block, $1,000, so 10 times as much for a course.
Wow.
If it's more expensive and no more convenient and side effects are similar, shouldn't it be more effective, right? So it's part of a new class of antibiotics called aminomethylcyclines, and they're related to tetracyclines, similar spectrum of activity. In vitro, they've been shown to be effective against things like mycoplasma, Legionella, chlamydia pneumonia, other common causes of CAP, you know, obviously strep pneumonia. These researchers found 774 adults with radiographically confirmed community-acquired pneumonia who were admitted to the hospital, but not the ICU. So they weren't super sick. They were sick enough to get to the hospital, but not sick enough to be in the ICU. Most of them would be classified as having moderately severe pneumonia. Their mean age was 62 years. A little over half were men. Only 14% had mild to moderate COPD. Patients were randomized to get either the new drug, omadacycline, 100 milligrams IV every 12 hours for two doses, then 100 milligram once a day, or to moxifloxacin, 400 IV once daily. For each group, after 3 days, patients could be switched to an oral version of the drug. The authors kind of looked at the data different ways, sliced and diced it. They looked at intention to treat and per protocol analysis. So only those that took the drugs exactly as recommended versus anyone randomized to the drug, which is the better way to look at it. They looked by risk class, pneumonia risk class. In each case, there was no difference in the likelihood of an early clinical response or overall clinical response at the end of therapy. The differences in response rates weren't statistically significant. They weren't clinically significant in the range of about 2 to 3% for most of the outcomes. Serious adverse events, similar between groups. There were 8 deaths in the omadacycline group, 4 in the moxifloxacin group, but that difference was not statistically significant. So bottom line, we have a new, much more expensive, and I'm sure heavily promoted antibiotic that is no worse or better than an older, cheaper respiratory fluoroquinolone for treating community-acquired pneumonia. There was another trial in the same journal using the same drug, sponsored by the same drug company, which, by the way, this study was completely conducted, sponsored, analyzed, and written by the drug company for looking at skin and skin structure infections. Again, the new drug, omadacycline, was non-inferior to linezolid, which is the standard of care. So, I'm not going to rush out and use this one. I think it's important to know about it. It will be promoted, and people will come up with disease-oriented kind of ways of saying, well, it gets into the respiratory epithelium better, and it has a broader spectrum of activity. But bottom line, it's no better in clinical use with real patients that we will be likely to care for with community-acquired pneumonia.
Yeah. Interesting. I mean, again, it's sort of the same old story we've heard before, but as you say, it may be maybe something to have in our back pocket, but the price difference is enormous.
Well, you do say, keep it in the back pocket, and it is a good thing that we are seeing some new antibiotics come out. So that's a plus. I just wish they were more effective, or at least had some advantage over the older antibiotics. But it is good, as resistance to older antibiotics increases, it is good that we are seeing some new antibiotics being developed. So I will give them that.
One last question about the antibiotic. It is a whole new class. It's not just another Me Too. It's in this class of aminomethylcyclines. Is that related at all to the tetracycline and doxycyclines, or is it truly a new class of drugs?
It's related.
We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Mark.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.